I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. Storm fans, great bit of news first off, Yaz is back for 2020.
I love this franchise, I love this club, I love this team, so definitely was easy to put pen to paper. I've always felt home at Surrey Storm, and you know, you don't know what goes on in other franchises, but this club is really special, and the girls that are involved in it are really special as well, and you do just get that kind of, we are really cohesive, and you know, you're not just rocking up to play netball, you're also with your friends, and that's what Surrey Storm is all about. So we're willing to put the hard work in, don't get me wrong, but again, we're just a real, real close-knit family.
We're going to hear from Karen Atkinson as Leslie and Claire get new coaching roles.
This is just a brilliant opportunity for them to show what they can do. And I think it's important to recognise the fantastic job that Gail Parata has done.
And there's part one of our special chat with Jackie Mizon. At Sirens, there's a new role for Claire Maxwell, who's going to be assistant coach to Leslie McDonald from next season. We've been speaking to technical director Karen Atkinson to find out more.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that Leslie and Claire are going to be leading Sirens into the 2020 season. It's their first major club Super League coaching role, and they're both extremely experienced players. They've both done a lot of coaching already for many years, so they're probably more experienced than a lot of other coaches that are already working within the Super League, but this is just a brilliant opportunity for them to show what they can do. And I think it's important to recognise the fantastic job that Gail Parata has done, both with Netball Scotland and Sirens, but I think this shift will give a little bit more of a separation between the Scottish national team and Sirens as a club, and allow Gail to focus on her Netball Scotland role, but also have two people who are passionate about Sirens as a club, about progressing netball in Scotland and within the Super League, and hopefully being more competitive.
And is there a feeling there that this is just that extra little bit of confidence ahead of the season?
I'm certainly confident in what Leslie and Claire are going to bring to the table for the 2020 season. They've already started, along with myself, a lot of planning in preparation for the pre-season, and we've made a lot of changes to the programme up in Glasgow. So as far as we're concerned, we're very confident that by the time this pre-season unfolds and we get to the start of the season, the players who are part of the Sirens franchise will have had the best possible preparation for the Super League. How that translates into results, only time will tell, but we're confident that we are creating a fantastic high-performance programme up at Sirens.
The plan will be that Sirens are hopefully going to finish in the final table than maybe they have in the past?
It's most certainly our aim to finish much higher up the Super League table. I don't think anybody goes into any season hoping they just kind of tootle along at the same kind of pace with the same results. So our aim is to be pushing up those top four. I think it's, you know, it would be a bold statement to say we're going to try and get in the top four and win the Super League, but that will be what we are aiming for. We will be aiming to be getting into the top four, pushing those higher ranked teams from previous season as hard as we possibly can, and taking as many wins as we possibly can, and I'm confident that this that our programme will really prepare us to do that. And then it all depends on the type of performances we put out on the day, but hopefully we're making a lot of changes, we're making a lot of really positive changes. The girls are going to be working extremely hard, and hopefully that that comes to fruition when it comes to the actual match play.
For those that don't know, what are some of Leslie's qualities?
Leslie has got some fantastic person qualities. She is a really high quality person. She has high values and morals, and is extremely likeable, and I think that's really important as a coach. She's very knowledgeable. She's taken time since she retired from international netball to work on her coaching craft and getting involved both with the Scottish Thistles under Gail Parata, leading a World Youth Cup squad to Botswana. You know, she's really invested in becoming a high performance coach, and she knows what it takes and what it means to be a high performance coach as well. So all of those qualities within Leslie are already there, and she's just really eager to learn and put the best possible support around herself and also the players that she's going to work with. So I've been really impressed with my dealings with Leslie so far, and I'm really confident in her as the leader of the Sirens squad this year.
Claire will have played alongside a lot of these players since Sirens started, so knows them really well. That's also a big plus.
I think it's really exciting for Claire to be able to combine a bit of her progression into coaching, as well as still playing. I think she's, you know, she's really thinking about what comes next when she does finish playing, whenever that might be. And I think it's really exciting that we can support her on that journey. So she's really, along with Leslie, really wants to develop as a coach. You know, kind of become more knowledgeable. And really invest in this. So herself and Leslie, they've both been working extremely hard together on the plan for the pre-season, and you know, she's had experience at Team Bath, a different franchise, which I think also gives you an insight as to what is possible within your high performance programme. So yeah, it's really exciting, and Claire has the respect of everyone within Sirens and netball up in Scotland. So that's a fantastic starting point too.
And how about you? What changes have you already managed to have a chance to implement or start to look at ahead of the season? Have you had an opportunity to do so just yet?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the season already. It's nice to kind of be back in the thick of it, really, although my role is strategic and I will be doing a lot behind the scenes to support Leslie and Claire. It's just really exciting to be right in the middle of all the planning. And I did a little bit with Loughborough last year, still, even whilst I've been based in Italy. So, and that was fantastic to work with Sarah and Liv and Vicky Burgess. But this, I think, is something I can really get my teeth stuck into. It's a really big but exciting challenge to try and move a club that's sitting near the bottom of the table and see how far we can begin to push ourselves. But it's a long time away. It's a good kind of 6-7 months until the season starts. So I'm just looking for pre-season to start as well, and seeing what the changes that we've made to the programme, how they can have a real positive impact on the players.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. Time now for part one of a special chat I was fortunate to have with Jackie Mizon, who's recently announced her retirement. She's been a member of Team White for over 150 games, also taken part in the Commonwealth Games, recent Netball World Cup in Liverpool. So I started first by asking her how difficult that decision was.
I don't think it's ever easy to walk away from something that you absolutely love. But for me, the time was right. I have had a fabulous career as an umpire at all levels, particularly at the international level. And I just wanted to spend a bit more time with family. I wanted more balance. And I've reached a stage where I think that I have got something to give back away from the court to officiating. Mm. There's lots of roles that are out there. I don't know what one I might take up. I'm currently an assessor as well as a mentor. And I'd like to sort of tread that pathway and really look back to helping all the umpires out there from grassroots right the way through to elite and international. So, yeah, the time is right for me.
From grassroots to those around the world as well, people like Gary and Jackie and a special group.
Yeah, they are a very special group. I mean, it was fabulous to share the World Cup. We had four English umpires there, myself, Gary, Kate and Louise, two English assessors in Cheryl and Heather. So it's fabulous for us. And for me, it was my second World Cup. So I spent the 2015 World Cup in Sydney, Australia, and had a fabulous time there. You know, you do make friends for life as an umpire, regardless of where you umpire, be it in your local league, at Super League, or at international level. I know that I will travel in the future, hopefully with my husband, who's desperate to visit a few more places that I've been lucky enough to see. And I'll be able to pick up the phone and just say, hi, I'm in the country, do you fancy meeting up for a beer? And that's just a lovely place to be. I think that's the really, really nice memories that you can take away from being an umpire, the fact that you've got these friendships all over the world. And we get to meet up at these great events like a World Cup, yeah, or a Test Series. And yeah, we get to do our thing as umpires, but we also get to spend some good time together and just catch up on family stuff and all the things that good friends do.
What kind of did you first start umpiring?
Well, I started umpiring probably 30 plus years ago. I've been involved in netball since I was at school, as a lot of us are. Started as a player and was one of those players that just literally got frustrated. But the teacher in me sort of thought, if I can't get angry at the umpire, if I don't actually know what umpiring is and how you do this craft. And I decided to just simply pick up the whistle, learn the rules and understand the game from the other side.
Not I while you were still playing.
I was while I was still playing. It did help me make a better player. I think I've said before, I always thought that I was better than I actually was. I think we call that being a legend in our own minds, don't we? But I loved umpiring and I loved helping the players on the court be the best that they can be by applying the rules to enhance the game. I think that's what it is, and not use the rules against the players. And I think when you get that perfect balance, you know, I've been lucky enough to do that and achieve that with many umpires around the world and at home. But certainly my relationship with Gary Burgess, our umpiring relationship, when we were able to umpire together, I think it is, as he said in his lovely comments about me, we had a telepathic relationship that actually really, really allowed us to umpire to the very best of our abilities. And I've loved umpiring with all my umpires. It's just you get those sometimes, those ones that it just really clicks really well with. So, yeah, it's fabulous. I just grew from picking up that whistle for the first time. And the fabulous mentoring system that's in place in Hertfordshire and Netball East. And I was nurtured from there. And I'm really, really grateful to all of the systems that were in place for me. And, you know, they have been enhanced tenfold now, yeah, by England Netball officiating. We've now got the high performance umpiring structure in place, and it keeps it open and transparent for everybody and means that it's achievable for those people who have that talent, you know, to really just be able to do all the things that I've done and all the other umpires are doing and who are operating at international level and indeed at Super League level. I can't thank England Netball and England Netball officiating enough, you know, for supporting me, but equally I think creating a system that I can now work with to support our umpires of the future, that it's exciting times, so all good.
It was Anne-Marie and Yvonne from Hearts Netball who saw you through that, yes, Air Award, wasn't it?
It was indeed. They have been by my side. They identified me as having the potential to become an A Award umpire, for which I am. And it was fabulous because at the Netball World Cup in Liverpool, both of those individuals were there. Anne-Marie was volunteering behind the scenes. I saw her just before I went out and umpired my first game there. And both Anne-Marie and Yvonne were there delivering some England Netball's officiating sessions there for umpires that had decided they wanted to come and attend the World Cup, and they were able to access lots of speakers, I understand, that they saw. I was lucky enough to actually attend a Q&A panel with fellow international umpires who were at the World Cup. And it was really, really good. It was inspiring to hear and see these umpires who predominantly from the local area, but equally there were a couple there from overseas that had decided to attend the World Cup, and fabulous to see that involvement. There was a group there from Warrington Netball Club. That was great. It's just really good to touch base and share your stories and, like I say, inspire others, really.
Thanks, as always, for your support. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and you can send us a message on Twitter as well. We're at The Netball Show.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Sevens means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.